Amen and amen. Isaiah and chapter 54. From the 1st of September to the 7th of September, we were instructed as a local fellowship and a local assembly as God's people to set aside the first 7 days of September. The very first 7 days of September that we should set it aside and just praise God. We should raise an altar of praise. And as we received instructions, I simply came and told us that for the first 7 days of September, we will be waking up at 5:30 a.m. It's going to be an interruption of our regular lives and sleep and sleep pattern. We will wake up at 5:30 a.m. and we will simply praise God. We will come back 12 noon wherever you are during the day. Set that half an hour. Join the altar and praise God. And then at 6 p.m., we will praise God. And we did this for 7 days. I hope you joined. But if you didn't join, like I said last week, and you're part of this fellowship, you are like inside a moving vehicle. When you're in a moving vehicle, whether you want to go north, if the driver is going north, they will carry you to the north. So you were also carried if you didn't join. Please listen, listen. I'm seeing some people talking. Faith comes by hearing, because I want to just release some set of instructions again. And if you keep talking, you won't hear me. So, by the grace of God, some things were revealed over those 7 days. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. If you go to the bottom verse in Isaiah chapter, verses in Isaiah and chapter 57, and precisely, if you go to verse, let me see the exact verse. Some of us know the verse, so if you know it, just tell me where it is, where it says that surely they shall gather. Isaiah 54 and verse 17. I want you to see. Okay, let's read from verse 15. All right? The King James Version says in verse 15, it says, behold, they shall surely gather. Behold. Behold means look and see. And it's telling you they shall surely gather. Who are they? I'm telling you, they are not nice. Because the day, do you know why they are gathering? It says they shall surely gather, but not by me. And it says, whosoever shall gather together against you. Against. So their gathering is against you. So that says their gathering is not a nice gathering. They are not gathering for you. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall. For your sake, one translation, I think it's Contemporary English Bible, says, if anyone attacks you, it is not from me. Whoever attacks you will fall before you. Now, this version makes it a little bit simpler, and then it makes more sense too. It says, if anyone stirs up strife, they stir up strife. it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife with you, they shall fall because of you. They shall surely. And I did come here and I told you, as I was hearing, that see, whether you like it or not, every single living human being, for as long as you are on this planet Earth, you will always have one battle or the other that will confront you. One battle, from time to time, you will be fighting. Some of us are battling right now. Some of us are battling with sleep. Please just let me check the people beside you that they are not battling. Because surely sleep shall gather, especially when you want to hear a word of truth that will liberate you. You know, I know the people in the technical team, one of them was meditating. He wasn't sleeping. He was meditating. I remembered on a light note, I remember that I entered for this. It was my final year in the university, and it was one of the crucial exams. If you fail, just say bye-bye to your classmates. You are not going to graduate. And because I want to give you an example of battles we fight in life, and we don't realize they are battles. It was a subject that I heard a rumor, and it was a confirmed rumor, that our lecturer, if you want to get an A star in his course, the guy is very meticulous. He will give you every information. I mean, he's a good teacher. But to get an A star in his course, if you can give him his notes that he gave and give it to him verbatim, you are guaranteed an A star. Verbatim. So if he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you give it back to him, the Lord is my shepherd, and you don't put any, and you say, I shall not want A star. But if you say, the Lord is my shepherd, I think I won't want, then he will give you a low. No, not A. We'll give you a C. Yeah. It was that meticulous. So I studied, and I decided that I want an A star, because the people ahead of me, some of our seniors said, look, that's what, when we were on his course, I gave him verbatim, I have an A star. I was the best in the subject. You know, one of my seniors said that. So I decided that I will meet my lecturer pound for pound, man for man. I will give him his note. So I began to memorize the Bible. No, sorry. The notes. I will never forget. Theory of materials. And it's very crucial if you're studying engineering. You fail it, forget it. They will have to write another material for you. So I was very confident. I had memorized everything, Kurush. So confident I was that I will give you my notes and I will say, Kurush, just open any page and I'll tell you, just call out any topic and I'll tell you verbatim. So that's what I did. I prepared very well. And then 1 hour to the exam, I'll never forget. I decided, okay, let me just test my knowledge a bit. So imagine I come to Kurush again. I say, yeah, just open any page, Kurush, and call the topic and I'll tell you. And then he opens, he calls the topic, and my brain went blank. Blank! I said, no. My head is hot. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm too confident. So I calm down. So it's like I come to Kurush again. Just open another page. Maybe there's a mental block. He opens. My brain went blank. I said, open another one. My brain went blank. Then I started panicking. I said, no. Maybe. Okay, you know what? I'm tense. Let me just calm down. So I decided, and I waited for like 30 minutes to the exam. So I rested. So I came back again, like I come to Kurush, please open. My brain was blank. 15 minutes to the exam, I started panicking. 10 minutes, I had to go for the exam. I sat in the exam hall, 3-hour paper, 3 hours, three. On, do, tra. What's three in Farsi? You told me the say. Three. 3-hour paper. I get into the exam hall, my brain was blank. Completely blank. And you know those kind of exams, you open, and then as people look at the question, and then I was hearing murmuring, this man has killed us. Look at the questions he brought up. This is... And the invigilator, exam conditions, okay? So I stood there, I looked at question. It was like, I think it was 5 questions, answer question 1, and any other 3. I looked at question 1, it was like I was reading Farsi. I was reading Greek. I didn't have a clue. I read question 2, 3, 4. I could not remember anything. Like they say now, it seems like they have sent for me from my village. Village people, like some Africans will say. So I decided that, okay, maybe my head is too hot. So I put my head on the table. And then the invigilator had to come. He walked, passed. I ignored him. I noticed he was walking around me. And then he couldn't hold it. He tapped me. Excuse me. Are you sleeping? I said, no. I'm meditating. The whole exam all erupted because I said it loud. I said, I'm meditating. Just like the guy at the back there was meditating before. And boy, my brain went completely blank. Battles, they can come in any form. So I bring out my answer sheet. At least I remembered my name. I remembered the name of the course, and I remembered the date. So I wrote that in front. And then answer question 1 and any other 3. So I wrote number 1. I couldn't write nothing. So I left a blank page, 3 blank pages. So I went to, and I wrote number. I can't even remember anything. So I just chose the first, anyone I could choose. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I tried, I prayed, I cried. And it's like when pictures are painted to you that, can you just lift your head up and look at your classmates? And I saw everybody writing. I saw people. And then I saw one guy beside me. The guy looked right, he looked left. He just brought out his, he brought the notebook out. The guy was cheating. Guy was cheating. And something was telling me that guy is going to get an A star because he brought the notebook out. He was copying verbatim. He was copying and pasting. In my time, there was no copy and paste. And then something was telling me, I was hearing voices. Look at your mates. They are all going to graduate. You will not graduate. You're going to fail. You're going to have a carryover. You're going to have an extra year, you will not graduate. Just look at them very well and wish them bye-bye. Bid them goodbye. And then another voice, that guy beside you, just tell him to share his worldly goods with you. Tell him to bless you with. But then I had another gentle voice. You are a child of God. You can't cheat. I put my head down. I said, Lord, True story, people. I said, Lord, I know I have failed. I know. I can't remember anything. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. I have failed. Lord, I have failed. I cried. I was praying under my breath. And I was still hearing those voices. Cheat, cheat. Ask this guy. Be smart. Be smart. Be wise as a serpent. Harmless as a dove. You know when the devil is quoting the Bible to you? Just cheat this once and ask for forgiveness after. I said, no. I said, Lord, I know I failed. I know. But Lord, help me. I read question one again. I just wrote maybe like a paragraph. I went to question two. I wrote a paragraph. In 15 minutes, I'd finished a 3-hour paper. Just tiny, tiny, tiny bit. So I put my head back on the table. And I don't know whether I was praying or I was praising God. I was just thanking God that, well, you've helped me this long. And then the invigilator said, 30 minutes more. And everybody shouted, no, no, no. Somebody said, I'm still on question number two. 3 hours. No, no, no. And then the man kept quiet. And then the next thing, 15 minutes more. I looked at myself. 10 minutes more. Hey, no, 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 no. Pens up. Stop writing. The way you looked at your time now, it looks like you've been an invigilator before. The way you looked at his time. Pens up. And I dropped it. I closed my answer booklet. And I said, Lord, I thank you. I know I didn't write anything. I know I failed. But Lord, if you can do this miracle for me, I will praise you for the rest of my life. I submitted, and I made up my mind. I'm not going to talk to anybody. You know, after the exam, everyone will gather. Hey, bro. Question one. So what did you write? What was the answer? And everybody, I was just walking away. They ran out. Hey, follow. Stop. Everybody was complaining. And then one guy caught up with me. Very stubborn guy. I ignored everybody. He made sure he caught up with me. I said, Fola, how was the paper? Everybody's complaining. I said, that's the best exam I've ever written in my life. He looked at me. I said, yeah, that's the best exam I have ever in my life written. He looked at me. Look at this one. He said, look. He called everybody. Can you hear the nonsense? This guy said, this is the problem with these Christians. This is, you see? See, everybody's complaining. You are saying this is the best exam. My friend, get off. I said, I'm getting off before. So I walked to my hostel. I cried. I pleaded with God. I cried for mercy. True story, people. And I heard that with my lips, I must not say anything negative. That was the instruction I heard. With God, I opened up. But to people, I declared what I wanted. I'm telling you, because if you look at the battle strategy that God gave in Joshua chapter 6, that wall of Jericho, there was no way, man for man, pound for pound, ammunition-wise, that the children of God, the children of Israel at the time, will penetrate. Go and check Bible history. The wall was as wide as from this wall to that wall because houses were built on the wall. That's how big the wall of Jericho was. And it's surrounded. On top of the wall were snipers, armed people of Jericho. Watchmen on the tower. They see any enemy trying to get in, easy target. And God told the children of Israel, this is how you will conquer this impossible battle. March around the city. 7 days. Just get the priests and just be blowing the trumpet. And just go around. And you know, that sign of the trumpet was symbolic of just praise. Just be praising God. Do that on the first day. Do that on the second day. But then there was an instruction. Tell the people, God told Joshua, nobody must say any word until I command that they should. And I began to understand why. Can you imagine? You are going around a suicide walk. Suicide. That's suicidal. You're exposing the people to the snipers on the wall. We don't have any ammunition except trumpet to be praising God. Easy target. This is mad. And you are telling us to be marching around. What a stupid thing to do. Stupid. Silly. Rubbish. But then he told them, make sure, tell none of them should talk. Do you know why? Because it's easy for them. They will just murmur. We don't understand. As they are marching, imagine. If you didn't give them instruction not to talk, what kind of thing is this now? Hey. See that one there? See the sniper? They will be walking and be going. Joshua, are you sure you are not mad? Are you sure you heard God? March around the city? But he said, don't talk. Listen, like we learned during the 7 days, it wasn't the shout that brought that world down. It was the obedience. The obedience to what God tells you is what wins the battle of life. The Bible tells me when our obedience is complete, that's when God will now fight. And what God told us about the 7 days, 1st of September to 7th of September, 5:30, praise God, 12 noon, praise God, 6 p.m. We did it for 7 days, and God began to reveal things. God began to reveal things. Somebody sent a testimony. They made a mistake at work, which was going to get them into serious trouble. During those 7 days, I think they obeyed. They were praising God. Got back to work. They wiped off the whole thing. No disciplinary again. Another person, a job they had applied for that they just put them in limbo. We finished on Sunday. Remember, we do something very stupid here for those who were here. They just go around. Keep on going around. On Monday, they called the person. When do you want to resume this job? I know you want to hear the end of my story. I received instruction. I should just declare what I want. I was open. I was naked to God. God, you know, I know that I failed. But Lord, I don't want to fail. I want to graduate. I don't want whatever will be, will be. No. I don't want this sarah, sarah. Whatever will be, will be. It's not scriptural. It's not in the Bible. You won't see that verse in the Bible. There's no verse that says whatever will be, will be. No. It says we. Therefore, we having the same spirit of faith. Therefore, we believe and we speak. What do you believe? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So while we're praising God, you are listening out for instructions. Okay, God, what do I do? And God told me, just declare what you want. I said, Lord, this is going to be my best exam, my best result. And Father, so shall it be. And I made sure that nobody came to make me say anything contrary. All right, I'm closing now. The results. Result day came. My heart was panting. Fear gripped me. If you didn't listen to, because I was meant to go over it, I'm not going over it. Please, Sarah, we're going to put up the 7 days. I got the instruction. All the 7 days. I've put them up on my YouTube page. So anybody who wants to, because we're going to repeat it 3 times. I told us after the 7th day, we're going for 21 days. But you are on your own after the 7th day. That was last Sunday. So go back on that Judah altar and praise God. I shared 7 things, right, with us last Sunday. Go and read all. So we'll put it. But follow that order. Start again. Day one. So day one is again tomorrow, Monday. Day two, up until next Sunday. I will upload them. I don't know my Facebook, not Facebook. It's on my personal YouTube page. I didn't want to put it on the church YouTube page because we have lots of things there. And I want you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Why are you looking at me like that? Because I know there are lots of stuff there. I don't want to be popular. I'm just telling you. 7 days last year, we did How to Hear God's Voice. They're all on my YouTube page. Go and listen to it. If you don't know how God speaks. So those are the kind of stuff I'm putting there. I'm not looking for subscribers. Forget it. But I'm just telling you, it's going to be there. Sarah will tell us how to get on it. But I've uploaded. So Sarah, after the service, we're going to upload. Just do it the way, put the media touch on it. So let me end my story. So result day. We had gone. So we had to come back for a result. My heart was beating. Boom, boom, boom. You know one of the 7 things in Isaiah chapter 54 I share with us is fear not. You shall not be confounded. You shall not be put to shame. Please, did you write that day? Or you think I was just wasting time here? By the grace of God, my wife and I have made up our minds. We're not here to waste anybody's time. Because we know people's destinies and life are dependent on the kind of leadership we provide for people in this church. And we made a vow never to lead anybody astray. Because we know God will judge us if we deceive anybody. So back to my story. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. Results day came. So I came. My heart was beating close. I ran. I was just praising God. I obeyed. I never said anything negative. I never told anybody what transpired between God and I in the exam hall. But I kept declaring, I will pass this exam. I will graduate. Because I heard God tell me, keep on declaring. Do you know what the Bible says that in that Isaiah chapter 54? No weapon formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you, not God, you should do the speaking. You will condemn any contrary battles of life. But if you keep quiet, how did God create the earth? How did God command darkness and commanded light to come out of darkness? He spoke. And he created you, created me in his image, in his light. You think it's decoration? That's the depth of faith. Okay. I know you want to hear the conclusion of the matter. Here's the conclusion of the matter. So I went to the exam. My heart was beating. Boom, boom, boom. I just began to thank God. I went to check my results. Dr. Kingsley, I was looking at the results. I didn't even bother to check the other courses. My eyes was scrolling theory of materials. I looked at it and people, I screamed. What was I aiming for? A star. Well, I didn't get an A star. Are you disappointed? The next grade is A. I thought you were a lecturer. And then after A is B. And after B is C. And after C is D. D is known as let my people go. That means you just scale through. You didn't fail. But, and then after D, E. No. D is you pass. I'm during my time. You know our generation, generations are not the same now. Huh? I know I look young, but I know you look older than me, but you know. So E is carry over. No. Receipt. They will let you receipt. F, carry over. You failed. That means no graduation. People, I did not score an F. I did not score E to allow me receipt. I did not let my people go. I didn't score a D. I did not score C. I did not score A star. I did not score A. I had a B. I screamed. I went on my knees right there. And I began to worship. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. Are you facing any battle right now? Is there anything that is making life unbearable for you? Can you begin to worship Him? There is a battle strategy for every battle that is confronting you. Whatever it is, whatever the wall of Jericho, whatever seems so insurmountable, there is a way out. The word of the Lord will come to you today. Can you just worship Him? Just change the song or something. Sing a song. Sing a song. Bring all the names of God out. If you have it, praise Him. He's Abba. He's your Father. He is your Father. Do you know what it means to be the source of all creation and all life? Elohim, the source of all intelligence. He knows. He makes a way where there seems to be none. He's the God that does the impossible. The Bible says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. I've told you a story that changed my life. You just need that battle strategy. You need God to tell you what to do. You are more than a conqueror. Life will not consume you. Are you ready? He says, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their bed. Let the high praises of God praise Him. When the high praises of God are in your mouth, and it says a two-edged sword, I've just given you the word of the Lord. With God, nothing shall be impossible. You just need a word from God. Are you looking for a job? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please, the rest of us, keep talking. I was instructed. Anybody here today, you are seeking for a job, I'm instructed to pray. Please stand to your feet wherever you are. You are in need of a job. You need a job. You need a job. Please, if you are standing, start quickly. I'm not asking you to come out. The instruction is for me to pray for you. Or you are even you might be on a job and you are seeking for a better opportunity. I know more people will stand up and say they are seeking for better opportunities, but look, I'm talking about people who sincerely you need, and I will give you the word of the Lord. He says, he that does not work should not eat. God has given you your hands to work. The first assignment God gave man is to work. Go and till the garden. So in the name of Jesus, lift up your hands to heaven. I say, and I join you right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit by the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. By the one who has called me. Called me. I know I am a living testimonial of God's mercy and God's goodness. I say in the name of Jesus, let heavens be open to you now. Let opportunities be open now. I command wherever your name is and they are considering you, you have submitted an application or you are about to, or you don't know what to do, I say in the name of Jesus, as heavens are open unto you, let your eyes be open to see the opportunities, to see the well of water that is already dug for you, to see that job with your name attached. And in the name of Jesus, if they are attempting to swap your name, like it happened to me, I got a job and they simply tipexed my name and gave it to somebody else. In the name of Jesus, the same God, yesterday, today, and forever, wherever they are trying to manipulate what belongs to you, I say in the name of Jesus, every weapon formed or fashioned against you to deny you that job and that opportunity, we resist it. I resist it. I say in the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord like a shield surrounds you. Wherever your name, your application, your CV, wherever it is, favor, favor begins to speak for you. Favor, favor, open your mouth now. Open your mouth now and begin to pray. Begin to decree what you want. Some of us, God is just waiting for you to say what you want. He's saying ask. He's saying seek. He's saying knock. If you don't know what to ask for, you wouldn't know what to seek for. And if you don't know what to seek for, you wouldn't know where to knock. So start by asking right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, wherever I say, anywhere a manipulation is happening right now, I cancel that manipulation. They will call your name. As they are mentioning your name, they will not know what moved them to favor you. In the name of Jesus, ask. Ask right now. Ask. And if genuinely you don't know what to ask for, just say, Holy Spirit, show me what to ask for. Show me in the name of Jesus. Show me in the name of Jesus. Show me, show me, show me, show me. Heavens are opened. Your mouth that was closed before, begin to speak. Decree right now. Decree right now. You want a suitable job. You want a good job. You want, and even if it's your own business, let opportunities, business opportunities, open. I say a frata in the name of Jesus, where even your file has been buried, buried, buried. The resurrection and the life, the power of God come upon that file now. Come back to life. Come back to life. Come back. I am praying for somebody right now. Your brain fits the description I made. Empty, confused, blank. In the name of Jesus, be filled with the Holy Spirit right now. The spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of Him. Let your eyes be open. Father, thank you. Please go into thanksgiving right now. Declare what you are thanking God for. I thank you for that job. I thank you for that business opportunity. Father, I am a first partaker of this word. I say in the name of Jesus, let them begin to call my name. Let that phone call be made this week. Let that application, favor, 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 a people that I do not know, that's your promise, they will serve me. Oh, you've made me head over the heathen. A people that you do not know, I do not know, will serve me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, my souls have strayed upon this land. You've given us as possession. Father, thank you. I say, let every wall of opposition, let every contrary voice, tongue against you for that position, let that voice be silenced. Let's thank the Lord.